Energy. Energy, substance, and vibration are one. Ritual is directed energy, ordered service. Unless energy is directed, it disperses itself. It is that same energy which beats your heart and governs the universe. You choose of your own free will to individualize. You have already planned your perfection and agreed to direct constructively a certain quota of energy. The only destiny ordained for each one is perfection. There is a feeling among many people that when things do not come up to what they should or do not manifest, that it is the will of God, and submit and put up with the conditions or hardships. Anything less than perfection is not the will of God. Energy and vibration do not discriminate, but obey direction, taking on the quality of an individual. Divine love is always gently positive. Some conditions need dynamic action. Call the presence into action. The difference between gentle and dynamic is the amount of energy released. Words become a reality by the release of energy of life. It is said that in the problem is the solution. How is that? In the problem is energy, which one but needs to change or requalify to turn that energy into the solution. You are here to learn to control energy. To manage and control energy and substance is mastery. The nature of energy is action. Destructive force is just qualified energy expressing that quality. Pain is qualified energy. It takes energy to produce pain and to feel it. One can command it to change. Call to the presence to requalify that energy with ease, peace, and perfection. The energy supplied to the atoms of the body comes mainly from the presence and not from food. The energy in the gas belts below the surface of the earth is caused by mankind's discord. Burying human bodies in the ground feeds energy into the gas belts. The discord of mankind draws the energy in the gas belts to the surface, which manifests in cataclysmic activity. This brought about the sinking of Lemuria and also Atlantis. The release of atomic bombs is affecting the gas belts, causing earthquakes and affecting the atmosphere, causing storms and destructive activities in nature. In 1910, when the cap was blown off a mountain in Alaska that caused the Valley of 1,000 Smokes, that was energy released from the gas belts. The Great Lakes came into existence during cataclysmic action, also the Grand Canyon. In Yellowstone National Park, the geysers, hot springs, and bubbling of mud is a release of energy from the gas belts. If it were not for this constant release, there would be a great eruption that would tear the earth asunder, at least through that area. That energy in the gas belts is composed of millions and millions of individual particles of life which want freedom from the hate and viciousness imposed on them. As that life rushes forth, it causes eruptions and cataclysmic activity, unless that discord is transmuted consciously by some beings knowing and applying the law. Through enough calls from enough of mankind to the I Am Presence, the Ascended Masters and Cosmic Beings, they can direct the energy in the gas belts where it will do the least damage and thus give protection to mankind. We can make the call each day to charge into all the energy in the gas belts the full power of the transmuting violet flame, and to charge it with the cosmic love of the ascended host. Visualize it turned into rivers of liquid golden light. The map of gas belts can be found in Cosmic Forces, Volume 2, by Colonel James Churchward. This shows there are gas belts one above the other. One thing the masters have been particularly interested in has been to prevent the eruption of these gas belts, especially of two, one beneath another, as that would rend the earth so terrifically. Discord. You limit yourself by lack of understanding or inability to accept. You are your own condemnation in the limitation you have drawn about you. Discord is a rate of vibration so slow that it is a shadow to life. The beginning of discord was rebellion. It was a gradual process, and over a very great length of time, it gained the momentum and density of present conditions. What causes confusion? Just a little doubt. Doubt makes your vision of perfection perish. Whatever disturbs one has its heel on his neck. Discord is only human belief in appearance. That is fear. All jealousy, criticism, condemnation, and judgment are a form of fear. When you love the presence, God, how can you doubt or fear? Fear starts the formation of pus in the body. How do destructive forces gain victory? Through fear. That is the only weapon they have. Through discordant feelings, the point of light is clothed or shut in. All that is terrifying, all discord, is but light clothed. Within the discord is light, and it can explode instantly. When you go into a dark room, you do not see what is there and may stumble over something. But when you turn on the light, all is clear. The darkness just is no more. You do not have to shovel it out or some way remove it. Instead, the condition is transformed, and so it is with the understanding of life when there is enough light. In light is understanding, all knowing. When there is enough light in the consciousness, human concepts are transformed, transmuted into the all-knowing mind of God. In this understanding and use of the I Am presence, tube or pillar of protection, and transmuting flame, one need not work through the astral plane in its 7 designated planes as outlined in occult teachings. One simply goes, in consciousness, through this tube of light into the higher realms. And by daily use of the transmuting violet flame, he transmutes these other forces. This is another phase of occult law that has been set aside. Crossing the arms over the solar plexus will help shut out discord, also by putting the knees and feet together or crossing them. Then one is not so receptive or open to it. Before you contact very destructive or vicious conditions, make the call for and visualize a cross of blue flame drop between you and the person or condition. That blocks or stops the vicious energy directed at you. Instead of inhaling, breathe out. Never look back. That means you will not discuss anything that occurred yesterday. The day you don't want your own way, the whole universe is yours. Forgive means to give something for, to replace it, to give something in place of. The outer cannot judge correctly from appearances. As soon as we cease to see mistakes in others, we will cease to make them ourselves. The human ungoverned will never admit perfection. No longer give power to persons, conditions, or things to limit you. By waste of energy, one becomes a non-entity. Struggle is the human way of doing. When the presence acts, all moves in harmonious action with the proper results. When you are firm enough in the acknowledgement of your presence, you can move in the world untouched by what is around you. When we do not let the energy from the presence flow through, that causes discord. When one lets enough of the presence flow through, he can then walk on fire and on water and move through the air. When parents wish to correct a child, they should be sure there is no feeling of discord in their feelings. Often the irritation is in the parent and not in the child. How firm you must be against human suggestion. Two wrongs don't make it right. That is so because the quality is of a destructive nature or vibratory action. To right a thing, we have to replace it with constructive vibrations. The student's action in case of injustice, hate, jealousy, and so forth, should be to pour out love and blessings. When one feels he cannot do this, then he can pour his love to the presence and ask it or some ascended master to pour love to that one. There is this action according to law for illustration. Take the pendulum. The farther it swings one way, the farther it will swing the other way. Likewise, now in handling discord, when an individual surmounts it by his self-conscious effort, the more severe or greater the amount, the greater will be his attainment, the greater the progress at inner levels. Colors. Each color has its certain rate of vibration, as does every manifest thing. The rates of vibration of some colors are constructive and some not. Black, for instance, is not. It is an absence of light, and instead of giving light, it takes on or absorbs light. When a black umbrella is used for shade from the sun, it draws the rays or light, and therefore the heat of the sun. Most red used in the outer world today is not constructive. We should use the clear, vibrant colors, gold, yellow, pink, blue, green, white, that give one an uplift, and not the muddy or dirty tints. When you wear color in harmony with life, then you enfold yourself in the radiance of that quality. Science says that color affects one's moods and feelings. For divine love, use gold with pink radiance. It comes from the heart of the presence. For power, white light with blue radiance, from the throat of the presence. Blue is power of devotion. Around intense white light, there is almost always a radiance of gold, which represents the intelligence. Red represents the impurities of earth. Our natural color is gold. Black and red were not on earth originally.